B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in Charles Tillman, a.k.a. Peanut Tillman. What's going on, man? Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate y'all, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, brother. How you been?
I can't complain. No worries. How's that weather up there?
Well, it's like 60 degrees here today, but, you know, every time we get to play against another team, I reach out and I say I want to get somebody from a team. I'm like, who do I know from the Bears? And I started rolling through my phone. I say, bam, got the best guy to talk to. So we decided to give you a call, just find out a little bit about what you're thinking about this Bears team now as they get ready to face the Commanders.
I like what I see. You know, the last game I went to London. I went with the team, and I like what I see. Obviously, you get the number one pick, so everyone's looking at the quarterback. So he's done a hell of a job thus far. I think it's a lot to put or give the keys to the lack is what I like to call it. You get the keys to the lack. He gets the keys to the lack. And he's actually doing fairly well, meaning he starts off slow, but as the game progresses, I think he finds his groove and he makes – decisive decisions. And once he's got that groove going, you know, he finds his niche, and then he just starts making plays, and he's out there having fun. I love Caleb's enthusiasm. That's the key. He looks like he's having fun. Yeah. When his receivers score, and that's why you play the game. Don't get me wrong, the conversation is hella, it's great. The money is great, but we started playing this game because it was fun. And I really see, like, it really looks like he's having a lot of fun. And that's a good thing.
That is really cool. I'm checking out your Twitter page right now, and obviously you do a lot of work with your nonprofit organization. You can follow Charles at Peanut Tillman. What is your role with the Bears these days? Are you kind of just around and doing charity stuff?
I'm just the alumni ambassador. So okay. I promote everything Chicago. I'm the old guy on the team. I attend a lot of the games just as an ambassador, being a former player. That's my role. I'm just hanging out, having fun. I get to hang around the young guys from time to time. I get to see them. You know, it keeps me around the game. And, yeah, if I see a guy and I can offer him some advice here and there, I do it. And I really like what Coach Eberflus and the GM Poles, they're very – positive, and they want the older guys to come around. You know, it's a very, hey, open doors. You guys built this for us. By all means, come hang out. Come enjoy some of the success with us. So
that's
you
awesome.
You know, you see guys from time to time, you know, around the building here and there.
Well, you started a move. You were punching ball out.
How cool
is
that?
How does that make you feel when you hear them call it the peanut punch and you still see people trying it, and they do it at a high level now?
I kind of got to walk with my chest out a little bit. It makes me feel good. I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel good. I'm extremely humbled by it, but it makes me feel good. Like, damn, I did that. Like, I started that. I'm a little old dude from USL, and y'all calling my name out every week. That's pretty cool. So my kids think it's even cooler now because when I played, they were so young. But now they're just like, oh, my God, Dad, they just said your name. So we'll watch a football game, and they're like, and Tillman with so-and-so with the peanut punch. Fred Warner doing an amazing imitation of the peanut punch. And, you know, I'm just like,
that's so cool.
Me? it's a game.
And you know
changer,
what? It
man.
Brings me pride too, brother. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I trying to represent for Carver's Cove, Texas. Trying to represent for Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, it makes me
that's
feel
very
good.
Cool.
It puts a smile on my face. I think that's the best way I can describe it.
There you go.
It puts a smile on my face. Brings a little joy in my heart.
Talking with Peanut Tillman here on the BetQL guest line. Peanut played 13 years in the NFL, 12 years with the Bears. This number is astonishing. And Peanut, maybe you're aware of it, but obviously you became quite famous for the peanut punch. And throughout your career, you were forcing fumbles at a rate most defensive backs never even come close to approaching, right? But do you know how many fumbles you forced in 2012?
10.
10. That's absurd, dude. That is absurd.
The funny thing about that, though, is I feel like if social media would have been out when I first started, people would have been doing the peanut punch. Now, my teammates and all of Chicago knew I was doing it, meaning the fans. Everybody knew I did it. It didn't really catch on until like the 11th year in the league. Now, other teams knew I was doing it. And I remember the first time we played Seattle, one of the times we played Seattle, and Pete Carroll goes, Pete Carroll literally came up to me after the game and just goes, man, I don't know if we won or lost, but he goes, I really respect how you take the ball away. Like, I've never seen that. Like, it is really awesome. Thank you. I show guys tape of you. And this is when I'm still playing. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you. I appreciate that, coach. And then the D coordinator at the time, I forget his name. What's the commander's head coach name?
Dan Quinn.
Quinn was there. And Quinn, he came up to me and he said something. And then after that, other players, other DB coaches, other D coordinators, they would literally come and just say, I make my guys watch film on you. We literally watch film on you. And then I've been to other teams. I went to the Jets 1 year. I went to the Jets last year. Obviously, I've been to Chicago. But I've been to several teams. Building and just I've been to Carolina and just went to the DB room and just taught them how to, like, yo, here's how we should do this. Here's if you want to take the ball away, this is the best case scenario of how you get it back to your offense. And I'll do demonstrations. I'll do 1-2 day demonstrations. You know, if a team comes or would like to fly me out, I go out and I show these NFL teams on how to create the, you know, how to do it. Or I'll go to a college team and just, hey, this is how you do it. And if you do it fairly well, you can get rich. It's a great move.
You forced a fumble in the Super Bowl, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, thinking outside the box, that's really what it was, man. Just trying to think outside the box. And have fun doing it.
There you go.
Peanut, we got to bounce.
Well, we'll have to get you on another time, brother. And you know what? One day I'll be going to the convention of the Peanut Punch.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
All right, baby. Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Y'all have a good one, gentlemen.
Keep representing, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Awesome interview right there. Peanut Tillman.